From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's firing of a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan is absolutely intolerable. Mr. Abe spoke late Saturday alongside U.S. President Donald Trump at a news conference in Florida. Here's Mr. Trump.
I just want everybody to understand and fully know that the United States of America stands behind Japan, its great ally, 100%.
President Trump, a key aide to the president, said Sunday the White House is considering all of the options it has to blunt a court ruling freezing the president's order to ban travel from seven countries and block refugees from entering the United States. Senior policy advisor Stephen Miller spoke Sunday on several national television programs. Miller said the Trump administration recognizes the equality of the three branches of the U.S. government and said there is no such thing as judicial supremacy. Turkish troops and Syrian rebels pushed their way Sunday into the heart of the town of Al-Bab, an Islamic State bastion. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the forces would soon take control of the entire town in northern Syria. Despite those claims, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighting is still concentrated on the outskirts of the town. Military sources say al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Mogadishu in a dawn attack Sunday. Residents of the towns of Tasile and Warmahan say the militants attacked government troops at two camps in simultaneous attacks. Military sources estimated about 40 to 50 government soldiers were stationed in each of the two camps. This is VOA News.